The following events must also be reported as an incident. Conduct by a person receiving services against another person receiving services that is so severe, pervasive, or objectively offensive that it substantially interferes with a person's opportunities to participate in or receive service or support, places the person in actual and reasonable fear of harm, places the person in actual and reasonable fear of damage to property, or substantially disrupts the orderly operations of the program. For example, Tara's roommate Laura is having a mental health crisis during dinner time, and as it escalates, Laura throws a chair and nearly hits Tara. Tara gets scared and begins to cry, and after the event refuses to leave her room and go back to the kitchen and finish her dinner. She's afraid that the same thing will happen again. When filling out an incident report for Laura, you should also fill out an incident report for Tara as well, because the incident placed her in danger and caused her fear. Other incidents that must be reported include any sexual activity between individuals involving force or coercion, any suspected or alleged maltreatment of vulnerable adults or minors, and any emergency use of manual restraint.